Get a deeper connection with the Cougars of BYU Sports.
God gives us a gift, and we use that gift until he takes it away.
Deep Blue.
Just sitting down afterward and being really tired and thinking like, wow, I just won the U.S. championship.
This is Deep Blue. Here's your host, Jason Shepherd.
Hey everyone, this is producer Cleon Wall, and we've got another edition of Deep Blue's Practice Chats. This one features BYU football offensive lineman Bruce Mitchell, whom I interviewed at the end of last season. Bruce is a guy who was playing defense not long ago and had a great season filling in for Connor Pay after Connor was injured in the Baylor game. Here's our conversation. Bruce, is it still a little bit shocking to you to think that this time last year you were playing defensive line and now you're playing offensive line, and not only played offensive line, but you started five games this year?
Yeah, it's definitely surreal. Like, I think a moment was Oklahoma State, and I was like, gosh, I was playing defense against these guys last year, and now I'm starting center against these guys. So it's definitely surreal, and I don't know, it's crazy. Like, when the switch made, I was just hoping for the best, and, you know, a couple injuries opened up a spot, and, you know, I got really good teammates, really good coaches who helped get me prepared and get me ready for those games. So, yeah, it is surreal. That's the only way I would describe it. I didn't really have this in mind when the switch happened, but here it is, and I'm loving it, and it's been a lot of fun.
What was the most difficult thing that you had to do to go from last season to this season to be able to start on the offensive line?
Learning the playbook. Offensive line is a little more complex than defensive line. I kind of made the switch like a week before spring ball. So I was in the offensive line room with Connor Pay every day, and he was just trying to teach me the playbook in a week. That was hard. I really never felt like I grasped the full playbook till like the end of fall camp. Really, that was pretty difficult learning that, because it's just so much more mental, so much more thinking on the offensive line compared to defensive line. And you know, and then pass blocking is a completely different concept. The defensive line, I mean, you're moving backwards. And that's, if you're moving backwards on the defensive line, you're doing something wrong. So those two were a little difficult, and I'm still working on them both, but we're getting there.
How many defensive linemen have you offended by saying offensive line is tougher than defensive line?
They both have more difficult parts. It's mental for sure, as offensive line is a little more difficult. But it's still hard on defensive line, taking on double teams. You know, offensive linemen are big guys. That's not an easy task either. So they both got their pros and cons, but mentally for sure, offensive line's a little more difficult.
What's it been like blocking the guys that you were in the same team meeting with last year?
It's funny. It was like just joking around at first. And I don't know, it was a little weird because the defense was still fresh on my mind. I almost knew what they were doing before they were doing it. I love those guys in the defensive room. It's just kind of funny to be able to joke with them now. And I mean, we were going after running backs last year, and now here I am trying to block them and move them. So, no, it's been fun, and we just joke around with it.
That's cool. What has been the key to, I mean, you said you learned the playbook, but what's been the keys to success? Because there's getting the playbook down, but there's actually then performing afterwards.
I don't really know. Like I said, I had really good teammates to help get me prepared. A little extra work this summer to help with it. I think one of the biggest things that helped me to be able to translate from defensive line to offensive line is that I was already a really strong guy before, so I didn't have to develop physically, just different steps, different hand placements.
It doesn't help when Connor Pace standing in back of us.
He's gone
trying to distract us. Now Connor did say that he thought you were not going to have any problems because you're such a smart guy. I mean, was that the best compliment he could really give you?
Yeah, and Connor's awesome himself. Like, just such an awesome teammate. He traveled with us to the away games, getting us ready. He's getting us blitz sheets every week, watching film with me, helping me get targeted on guys in every situation. You can't say enough about how good of a teammate he's been this season. Like, guy loves the team, and he just wants to win ball. And it was a little unfortunate he couldn't play, you know, but he was doing everything in his power to make sure we were still winning games. So I can't say enough about him, and that's really nice of him to say I'm smart, I guess. I'll take it.
But in reality, I mean, let's break this down here. Oh, Connor's not here. So I was going to say, let's be honest here, because really you're better than Connor, because you're undefeated as a starting center, and he is not, right?
No, he's a really good center. I got a long ways to go before I'm up there.
Do you like playing center, or do you like playing guard? Do you have a preference now that you've played both positions?
I think it's kind of like that D-line, O-line. Like, there's pros and cons to each. No, I don't have a preference. I love playing. I love being out there with the O-line. You got to have great chemistry with the five guys. It's just a lot of fun going out there, moving guys, running the ball, keeping a clean pocket for Jake. I don't have a preference, you know. Some things are easier as a center. Some things are easier as a guard. But they're both just a lot of fun to go out there and play.
So the snapping the ball back when Jake is back there in the pistol or in the shotgun, that's not – I mean, you've done it enough now. It's just like, no problem, right?
It's starting to become more muscle memory. But at the same time, no. I had a bad one against Utah. And, it's becoming muscle memory. But at the same time, I got to think about it and – yeah, that's one of the kind of the cons of center, is that you only have one hand for the first step as compared to guard.
You miss playing defense at all?
I'm having a lot of fun on the offense. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
But I did enjoy defense, but I am having a lot of fun on offense. And, our defensive line's doing great this year, so they're not missing me at all, so as long as we keep winning.
You played high school football and other sports at South Summit High School. Right. Your wife played at she ran long distance runner before she was here at BYU. She was at North Summit High School. I believe those are rivals. How do you guys even live in the same house?
It's not that deep. As we get to become more family, we joked about it at first, and sometimes I'll tease their family if South Summit gets them in a sport, and they'll tease me if North Summit gets South Summit in a sport. But she is awesome, and it's so awesome that we were able to both go to small schools, come here to BYU and compete and continue to live our dreams.
How did you guys meet? Because I think it was in high school, wasn't it?
Yeah, we've been friends for a long time back in high school. So my best friend in high school was her cousin. And so that's how we kind of met. And we were friends for a long time, kind of dated, but nothing serious. And then I went on my mission and came home and asked her out on a date, and here we are, been married for almost 3 years.
She is a distance runner. She's done here at BYU. Yeah. You're still playing football. I want to know, what does she do as a distance runner to help you out as a football player, and what do you do as a football player to help her out as a distance runner?
We keep each other accountable. That's awesome. I think one of the amazing things, and we talk about it all the time, we get like 10 hours of sleep a night, and that's what you need as athletes. I mean, we're in bed by 10 and, waking up around 8. And that's, we both want our sleep, and that's something awesome. Yeah, just accountability from both parts, and it's nice to have somebody there that will massage out your hamstrings if you want it, and vice versa, and help each other out that way, and help each other out with our diet, make sure we're eating enough and eating the right things. So accountability, and it's awesome just to be able to chase our dreams together with each other.
So what you're saying is it is way better that you are married than if you were single living with a bunch of guys and staying up till midnight, right?
Yeah, it's 100% better. I got married pretty quick after my mission to Sadie, and, it's a lot better, I think. So, yeah.
Bruce, it's great that you gave your better half all the accolades she needs. Thanks for joining us here on Practice Chat.
Awesome. It was nice meeting you. Thank you.
Thanks again for listening to this edition of Deep Blue's Practice Chats. Jason Shepherd will be back next week with a regular episode. You can find all episodes on the BYU Radio app and anywhere you get your podcast. Deep Blue is a production of BYU Radio.